The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're doing good deeds for everybody. That's our new mantle, Jennifer. We're gonna remind people to do a good deed every day, at least one good deed every day. And it's the simplest things. The idea that came forth was when you're at a, let's say you're parked at a light, somebody wants to get in front of you, let them go. Let them get in front of you. How much time does that drive you nuts when you're on the highway and somebody's trying to get in front of you and the guy is squeezing you because they don't want to let you in?
I think I told you this the other day. I was trying to get into an event over the weekend.
Yeah.
And the traffic
two
was
and a
backed
half
up
hours.
Two hours and 45 minutes to get into basically a parking lot. I mean, I was already there.
Yeah.
And you have people driving up alongside of you when you get to the front of the line trying to, like, chisel in. And it makes you just want to get out of your car and start shaking them. That's where road rage comes from. My goodness.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
And then you go, why am I letting these people get upset? If they need to get in there so bad, go, so be it. But man, for a minute, it really gets you.
Yeah, it does. All right, so we have a focus on the weather and how wild it was. This situation in Houston with all the rain and stuff, it was, I think I said 15 inches. Actually, it was 18 inches of rain. A story on that at DougStephan.com. Then there is the what you would say is predictable. There was a rescue caught live on morning television in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people. I saw on the plane last night coming back to the East Coast that movie 33. Do you remember when that was out a couple of months ago? The story of the miners trapped.
Yeah,
mine.
I do.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that as I saw these sorts of things, because there were people buried alive in the rubble for 32, 34. I guess some of them were under the rubble for like 40 hours.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And didn't one of them, wasn't there a scandal where one had a wife and a girlfriend and they both came to watch
yes.
him get pulled out of the hole?
Yeah.
At that point, you could just put me back in, boys.
Yeah, right.
Lower me back down.
See you later, alligator. Let's see, 413 people killed in Ecuador after the earthquake over the weekend. I think there was an American involved in that. They have no highway system, basically, kind of like what happened in the 96 earthquake in Los Angeles, right? Was it 94 or 96?
It was 96. 94.
Was it 94.
Mm-hmm.
So-called Norwalk.
Or Northridge.
Northridge, that too. Yeah, the Northridge earthquake. And how that affect? Why do I said Norwalk on the air the other day, I think.
Well, there was Northridge. Actually, to be fair to you, there was a Norwalk earthquake as well. There was one in Whittier, but those were in, I think, either the late 80s or early 90s. That was still
mm-hmm.
pretty small.
Yeah.
But the Northridge earthquake, that one knocked down my high school. That one really impacted me personally.
No more teachers, no more books.
Well, the one good thing about it was it happened the week of finals. It happened on Martin Luther King Day, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we were supposed to go into finals.
Yeah.
And the teachers had to, since we couldn't take the final, we couldn't go into the school, they had to assume that you would get an A on your final. And so that semester, I got straight A's because I was really close to getting an A. And then with the A on the final, it would push me over the top.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee. Okay.
I think I got paid for those from my grandmother, though, darn it.
No, doggone it. Texas, Deborah Wilson, age 59, filed a lawsuit against Parkland Memorial Hospital, where JFK died, where his killer died, or was the alleged killer. And I don't know, there have been a number of famous people that have died there. This woman, Deborah Wilson, is suing the hospital because she claims they left a piece of tubing in her body for 7 years. They didn't tell her.
Gosh.
She learned of the tube being lodged in her aorta last year after she underwent a heart-related procedure. The hospital is not commenting on the case, argues it should be thrown out because it's out. They don't deny leaving the tube in there. They just said the statute of limitations has run out
sucker. Yeah. Unbelievable. Shouldn't it be when they fish the thing out? Holy moly.
That takes a lot of balsam. You know, it really does under the circumstances. It really does. Speaking of balsam, the fact that the decision has been made so that we are on the defensive again, Ashton Carter, who's the defense secretary in Baghdad for a discussion of a new plan there this week. We're going to increase U.S. forces, send another 200 troops. Wasn't it this administration that said, we're going to get out of Iraq right away? We'll be out
and
of Afghanistan.
Did. Yeah, we pulled out right away, and it was sort of catastrophic. And now we're, like, inching these troops back in again,
right.
100 by 100 by 100 by 100.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's interesting because, and you know, we've talked about this before, Dougie. ISIS, it's multi-layered. Yes, they do have, like, a stronghold. If you're looking at geography, they are in Iraq and they are in Syria, and now they're going into Libya. And so you can fight them with drones or by taking out oil fields to cut their revenue and those type of things. But the bigger problem is how they've just sort of ingrained themselves across Europe, and I'm afraid across the United States, too, with these people that are desperate to be part of their group.
Yep.
And I think as much as we can send troops to Iraq, I don't think that actually protects us here at home. Somehow we've got to figure out how they're communicating, whether it's the dark web or whatever it is. And
what's
we have
the
to
dark turn... web? Will you explain the dark web?
Barely. Please. I can barely explain the dark web. But it's, okay, so you have the web, which we all know how to search. There's a special way of searching the web that takes you to all these sort of like underworld sites. It's called the dark web. You can sell things online, things that are illegal you can do on the dark web.
The dark web. Doesn't that sound like that ought to be a movie?
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Web. 13 at the hour on Good Day. How well did you sleep last night, Jennifer?
Pretty well, actually. Thanks for asking.
Good. Okay. Well, that's good. There are a lot of people listening who didn't do so well. If you want to wake up rested, feeling like you're on the top of your game, you can do like I have done and get a MyPillow, not only for me, but for my pal. You can get one MyPillow, which is the new standard. It is the new pillow made in America. It is just right for you. We were talking earlier about how you're supposed to sleep on your left side. That's the best, according to some information that I read last night. The best way for you to take care of your body when you are asleep is to be on your left side.
Man.
Because everything flows down.
That's the recovery position. If you're feeling bad or if you think you're having a heart attack, you're supposed to go on your left side.
On your left side, right.
Too bad the doctor's making me sleep on my right side for my bad eye.
Well, that's what I wondered, whether you were on your left side or your right side for the eye.
Yeah, I have to sleep on my right side because it's my left eye.
All right. Well, anyway, if you have a problem sleeping, more often than not, the pillow is the problem. If your pillow doesn't like like you. There are some pillows that I was fussing with the pillows last night. Finally, Meredith just threw it on the floor.
I want to try the MyPillow. You know, my pillows are kind of stinky right now, so I need to try them out.
Yeah, all right. So you're supposed to toss them every 7 years, or is that the mattress you're supposed to toss?
That's the mattress. I think the pillows more frequently, probably.
Yeah. Buy one MyPillow, and you get another one free. That's what happens. You call 800-874-8985. You hear us talking about how to get a great rest with MyPillow. It doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. It has all the right stuff in it. You can wash it. You can dry it. It maintains its substance, if you will. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. That's DS for your free MyPillow. And start sleeping better and having people you care about sleep better as well. Get one for everybody in the family. And actually, beds ought to have a couple or three pillows on them anyway. So everybody in the family should have at least one MyPillow. Buy them now at 800-874-8985 and get a free one, a companion one. So pay for one, you get two. Do it now using the code DS. You can go online to MyPillow.com, or you can order by calling 800-874-8985, promo code DS.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
All right, here we are at 18 at the hour, Jennifer. Do you understand what happened with the Supreme Court deciding on the president's immigration plan? What is the bottom line as far as how it affects Texas and the rest of the country? Let's see if we can sort of cue in on this. This is a legal analyst named Andrew Cohen talking about the Supreme Court hearings on immigration.
What stood out was the divide on the court, right? I mean, you still have this conservative-liberal divide. It is evenly divided, 4-4. Justice Thomas didn't say anything, but we know he is a vote against the federal government in this situation and in favor of Texas and these other Republican states that have sued. We know where Justice Alito stands. He's very much in the same camp. Justices Anthony Kennedy and the Chief Justice John Roberts are really the only open players, and they seem very skeptical of the federal arguments today on immigration. And if it goes 4-4, which is likely, there's going to be a tie, and the tie means that the policy that the president wanted to implement will continue to be stopped, I'm sure, for the rest of his presidency.
Yeah, I think that's really the outcome. And yeah, maybe that's frozen. The desired outcome under the circumstances. I don't know. I mean, we have all of this stuff focused on immigration, and it is such a sticky wicket. This is the biggest issue, I think, of our time. It really is. What to do to be fair and be America.
Also to protect ourselves, too.
Right.
I mean, you see what happens in Europe when there's no borders. People just run rampant. And it's like you've got to figure out a way to be fair but safe.
The world has gone crazy.
It has.
Only for
sadly.
Today. Can you imagine how good tomorrow is going to be?
Hope it's better.
I got frostbite in my ear. 21 after a good day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Who haven't heard the transitional reality here. It appears that Guns N' Roses, the concept here is to put Axl Rose into the position at AC/DC for the remainder of their tour. Here's an interesting overview of that from a podcaster named Stephen Licks, who says it makes sense for these guys at AC/DC to bring Axl Rose over there.
As I understand it, he wouldn't be joining a group permanently. He would only be filling in for the remainder of this tour. It actually may make sense for AC/DC to bring in someone famous like Axl Rose, because if they bring in some unknown, there could be a little revolt by the fans. By bringing in Axl Rose, you maybe bring in some star cred that would fill the gap left by someone like Brian Johnson.
All right, so I've never been a big fan of Guns N' Roses or AC/DC. How about you, Victoria?
No, I wouldn't call myself a fan. I mean, I can appreciate some of their stuff.
Is this male music versus female music?
No, I don't think so. I think there are a lot of girls like AC/DC. Lady Gaga is a huge AC/DC fan.
Really?
So I think that, yeah, I think, and same with Guns N' Roses. I mean, in my off-air life, I work with doing a lot of concert promotion, and I'm on the periphery of the concert world,
right,
and know a few things about the Guns N' Roses reunion. It took a long time coming because Axl Rose is so unpredictable,
right,
and
yeah,
the rest of the band has just refused to work with him.
Yeah.
And for him to now jump into a new band that doesn't really know him, I think it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get, honestly, I think we're going to see one or two shows, and that'll be it.
End of the story.
Yep.
This podcaster, Licks, says it wasn't Brian Johnson's idea. The fact that he's going deaf is really what the underscore here is.
Brian Johnson was seemingly kicked out of the group a couple of weeks ago. It had come out in the news that he was suffering from advanced hearing loss, and that if he was to continue on tour, he may well lose his hearing permanently. The band announced that Brian Johnson would be leaving, but the tour would continue. Shortly after that, comedian Jim Brewer, who was a close friend of Brian Johnson's, came out and basically said Brian Johnson was railroaded out of the band. According to Brewer, Johnson went to the band and said he was suffering from advanced hearing loss, and his doctor recommended he quit the tour, but he did not say he wanted to quit the tour. According to Brewer, Johnson found out that he would no longer be touring with the band when he read a press statement from the band the following day in the newspaper. Brewer felt Brian Johnson deserved better, and that had essentially been kicked out of the band he had been with for 30 years.
What a sweet bunch of guys, huh? Is a reality. Here's some comment. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Tony writes, sadly, removing AC/DC from my iPad in protest. Rich writes, Axl is not AC/DC's new singer. He's filling in for the rest of the tour. By the end of the trek, you can be sure Angus will hate Rose and vice versa. Two egos that big can't work in the same band. Stacy writes, so AC/DC's drummer gets arrested, their rhythm guitarist leaves due to dementia, lead singer has to quit or is fired due to hearing loss. So, of course, the next step is to hire a screeching hothead who might show up 3 hours late and leave after one song if somebody in the audience looks at him the wrong way. Oh, and did we mention he can't stand up? I'd be afraid to see the band at this point. With their luck, the entire stadium could spontaneously combust.
It's true. I mean, even when Guns N' Roses just performed at Coachella last weekend, and one of the reviews I read that said, wow, how the mighty have fallen, .. and can't get up. Because Axl couldn't stand up.
Literally. Figuratively. Right, exactly. All right, well, food for thought. Those of you who are big fans of either of those two groups, there's the latest 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do. There is no other one who can take your place.
Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan. Why do I have that metal block there? It's probably going to take me a while to work this out. So my friends Victoria and Kara are here. How's that for putting
that
it?
Works.
You can be upset with me or not. It's okay. One way or another, it'll all come out in the wash. As will the fate of the $20 bill. This is one of these back and forth things, and you wonder, how much controversy can you create over something as simple as whose picture is on a $20 bill? Here's a reporter named Juliana Goldman, who was talking with somebody about the surprising reasons Alexander Hamilton will be staying on the 20.
Last June, when Treasury Secretary Jack Lew announced a woman would be joining Alexander Hamilton on the newly redesigned $10 bill, he couldn't have predicted a Broadway musical would complicate his plans. The smashing success of Hamilton brought newfound fans of the founding father rallying around the first Treasury Secretary turned pop icon. And now, Lew is expected to announce Hamilton will remain on the front of the $10 note, and a scene of women throughout history will be added to the back.
Alexander Hamilton is one of my heroes. He's not leaving our money.
But that's not all. He's expected to announce a woman who will eventually be on the front of the $20 bill, replacing Andrew Jackson, what some might consider far more prestigious placement that he hinted at last month in an interview with Charlie Rose.
We're going to put a woman on the face of our currency, and this is not just about the $10 bill. This is about a whole series of bills.
It wasn't just the musical that derailed the original plan. There was also an outpouring of negative reaction on social media and input from groups like Women on 20s, which wrote an open letter to Lew last week saying, "Relegating women to the back of the bill is akin to sending them to the back of the bus. The Rosa Parks analogies are inevitable." The civil rights activist is one of many candidates for the face of the new currency. Other possibilities include the African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman and former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt.
See, I object to this. It has nothing to do with race. Why are we finding somebody who's black? Why can't we just find who would be the most likely? And it seems that it has to be somebody who's black, and that's to counter, if I'm thinking this through correctly, tell me if I'm wrong, Alexander Hamilton being a slave trader and a slave owner. So we leave him on, even though this rap on him would seem to... I have no respect for the guy, knowing that he was, even though it was accepted, most of the early politicians in Virginia, I think George Washington may have had some slaves at one point in time or another, but most of these people had slaves.
Mm.
So you're balancing it with, you have a cur on one side, and then in order to balance it, you have somebody who's black, a black woman on the other side? Does that seem sensical or nonsensical?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think if you're going to, if you ask anybody, name an influential woman from the 20th century, I think most people in the top two answers or three answers are going to say Rosa Parks. So I think, race aside, I think that she would deserve to be on any currency. But it is weird if it's on the backside of Hamilton.
Mm.
That is a little, yes. The juxtaposition of that is off.
Yeah.
To me. That's just
yeah.
awkward. It would seem to me it's
it
awkward.
It is. It's awkward. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right. Yep. Awkward. Southwest Airline has responded to an incident where a Muslim lady was kicked off of a plane. Her name is Hakima Abdullah, I believe is how you pronounce it, traveling to meet a family member in Seattle, connecting flight in Chicago at Midway. She was kicked off the plane there. She had asked the man in the seat next to her if he was willing to swap seats so she could be on an aisle. He agreed. But after the swap, a flight attendant approached and said that they were not allowed to move their seats. Southwest Airlines does not have an assigned seating policy. What the hell is she talking about?
Right. I've never flown Southwest, but that's my understanding as well.
You're not missing much.
I've heard that.
Yeah, not missing much. How in the world do they think they can get away with... Well, I don't know that they think they can get away with it. I just find...
Well, the thing that really bugs me...
The thing that people are so clueless.
Right. And today, the thing that bugs me about this story is after this woman was removed from the plane, when they took her into the terminal, the police officer said, well, what'd she do? What's she being charged with? And the flight attendant was reportedly said to the policeman that she didn't feel comfortable with this woman on the plane. And this woman and her husband are still trying to find out what exactly did she do wrong.
She didn't do anything. She's a Muslim, and she looked like a Muslim. I'm going to guess she had a burqa on. Did she?
I don't know that. I do not know what she looked like.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, this stuff is getting so out of hand.
It is.
And when you have people like this flight attendant woman who... I don't know what her motivations were for discriminating against this person, but when you have these people in authority positions who are allowed to make these decisions, this just further perpetuates the problem.
It doesn't make it better. There are a lot of, and it partly comes from, I guess, the problem that I think we have with this is that a lot of Muslims have not done their part, according to others, in trying to stop the flow of violence that's coming from certain members of their religion. And so we have this prejudice that has developed around it, and it's not unlike, I think we were talking about this yesterday, the prejudice that was shown to Irish people when they came here, to Italians when they came here, there's been prejudice aimed at people because of the color of their skin, because of their religion, because of their size. You can find any reason not to like somebody. And
Japanese Americans in the internment camps in
right.
California.
They were all all before World War II. Yeah.
But that's 100 years ago. How come we're not better? Why are we not better at this point?
Why do you think we should be better? What leads you to believe that we ought to be better?
Well,
I believe in progress.
I would like to believe in progress of a civilized society, that we can come together, and as new generations are raised differently, that we actually would have a much better handle on things like this by now. It's disappointing that we don't.
Okay. Well, good luck to you on that. Oh, my God.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday is... the way people think. I mean, I know a lot of people who just have no use. They want to stay away from. And there's a certain amount. Here's what I think is the reason for this. I'm thinking it through as I'm talking it through. As I know people, I'm close to people that have this idea, and I can't tell you that I don't think I have some of it myself, because they don't want to assimilate. You want to come here and take advantage of what we have, the best circumstances pretty much on the planet for people to live and gain. And I was talking to a guy in my Uber car last night who had come here from Morocco 26 years ago. And I said, why'd you come? And he said, because I had 14 brothers and sisters and we couldn't all survive there. So I was the oldest one. I was told to come to America and find a job and send money back to help the family. And that's what he did. So he's now stayed here. He's done all kinds of things, worked hard, became a citizen. Looking at him, you wouldn't, unless you listened to him speak, know where he was from, really. And, you know, he's done what he was supposed to do in order to fit in. And I think that's what really needs to happen here for the people. And I don't know how you do this. I don't know. I don't think you legislate it. I just think people have to figure it out. As you look back at the history of the people who have settled in here and how they've sort of become part of the society, because we are a melting pot. Where I don't know, maybe we're a mosaic. I'm not sure which of the two is the proper reference. But if you want to make it work for you here, then you do your best to fit in. You assimilate. And the people, I have no use, and you've heard me many times say this, and some people think that this is not a racist comment, but I'm sick of going into places and having people that cannot speak English try to wait on me. I'm fed up with it. People who mostly speak Spanish and don't care, they don't give a damn about speaking English, and I think there's some of that, frankly, with some of the Muslim population that's moved here. I think you can find it with almost any. A lot of Russians who moved to this country, they don't speak English. It isn't just Hispanics, and it isn't just Muslims. Russians, you name it, where they come. Let these people come in here and become a part of society, and we have not required of them a certain set of rules that would help for them. I mean, it's in their best interest as well as ours to assimilate.
Right, and I agree on a language front. I absolutely agree with you that if you choose to live in a country where the predominant language is English, then you should be proficient in that language. I completely agree with that. If I move to France tomorrow, I'm not going to tell every
you
French
won't survive
person
in English. No, you
that they
survive.
Need yeah that they need to only speak English to me. So I agree with that. But where I do draw the line is I do respect other people's, whether it's religious garb. I mean, I live in Manhattan. There are Hasidic Jews, there are from people from all walks of life. So when it comes to your clothing, I don't think that you have to wear blue jeans from the Gap.
Okay, so maybe that's the case. But you must admit that there's a difference. Hasidic Jews are all dressed in black. The women, although now that I think about it, there's an area of Los Angeles where we like to go have our brunch on Sunday morning that is basically a Hasidic Jewish area off Beverly, between Beverly and that whole area in there. So there are most of you see on the street are Hasidic Jews with their big wide hats. The men wear the hats and the black suits and the white shirts and the ties, and the women are dressed. Actually, if you analyze it, not a whole lot different from Muslim women,
right?
Except they don't wear burqas. But if you look at the garb of a Hasidic Jewish woman, I never thought about this before, but I'm thinking of people I saw walking down the street the other day, and then thinking about the women. I saw a woman actually on the plane last night who was dressed in this garb, wearing a burqa, but that's the only difference between the Hasidic Jew and the Muslim woman was the burqa. That was it. So is that what we're put off by?
And, well,
women wrapping up their head?
I do think that that's a huge part of it, yes. I mean, Hasidic women often wear wigs because the head covering is just it's equally as important, but they just have a different way of doing it.
Yeah, right. All right. Interesting that picking out the differences there. The death of Doris Roberts in the focus here next on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
There was 57 channels and 11 miles. 57 channels and 11 miles.
All right, here we are, 48 after the hour on Good Day. Doris Roberts had a lot of fans. She was Raymond's mother, and everybody loves Raymond. Died at the age of 90. She got 5 Emmys. She had been on stage, in the movies, on television, for 64 of her 90 years. Came from St. Louis, Missouri, died in her sleep. She was pretty active. She reminds me a lot of Betty White, to a point. June Lockhart, a whole group of those actresses that came out of that era who kept working well into their senior years. Betty White, I've not seen that much of her lately. Have either of you seen that much of her?
Yeah, I think she's 94 now. Yeah, and she recently wrapped that show Hot in Cleveland, which she was phenomenal on.
Right, yep. So if those of you who don't remember what Doris Roberts sounded like, here's a clip from Everybody Loves Raymond.
You are an angry, pushy, manipulative bitch.
You're a monster! You're a monster! You're a creature! Come on.
I'm not the one being restrained right now.
And I'm not the one who danced topless in Atlantic City.
That was from what was the woman's name who's got her own show now? That was the wife on Everybody Loves Raymond. What's her that actress's name? She's actually quite good. That's her.
I didn't watch that show.
Did you watch that show?
Yeah. She's on. What is my parents watch the new show all the time.
The middle something.
The middle. And I can never remember her name, but she's on everything, and I love her on everything.
She's on The Middle. That show. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. I know who you mean. Yep.
Yeah. We all know who you mean. We just can't remember.
Patricia Heaton.
Yes, Heaton. That's it. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. One more clip, Kara, of Doris Roberts.
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes it's about a jar of fat.
How could you mention that?
I'll mention it. You went nuts over nothing.
I had every right to go nuts with you for a husband.
Don't go nuts, just go.
Their relationship always made me laugh.
Oh, my God, that was funny stuff. So the sad news, Doris Roberts passing away at the age of 90. Everybody loves Raymond. 51 after here on your day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chunk of the cost of producing a crop. Some tips for managing that today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Mistakes cost money when it comes to crop nutrient management. Doug Felter, a product marketing manager for John Deere, advises...
The main thing is to sit down and think a little bit about the goals that you have, whether you're trying to build nutrients over time or really focus on just replacing that which the previous crop has taken, what your crop rotation is, what kind of environment you're in, and just really what your yield goals are, and give yourself a framework to work within.
Felter says guidance equipment can make applications more precise, but he adds timing makes a difference too.
As you start to split applications, you offer yourself the opportunity to make multiple bets through the year, which allows you to manage your risk and really acclimate to things that have gone on.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
During their growing point, agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Andy Hegenstaller to discuss the Encirca Nitrogen Innovation Trials.
The Encirca Yield Platform is a suite of advanced precision agronomy tools that DuPont Pioneer first released in 2014 in a pilot state, and we really began to work with them with growers this past year in 2015. In its essence, what the Encirca Yield Platform does is combines different sources of information and data to help growers make better informed decisions about input management, such as nitrogen fertilizers, phosphorus, potassium fertilizers, and other inputs for crop management. The Encirca Nitrogen Management Service is really our flagship service offering on the Encirca Yield Platform. That service really pulls in together four different key pieces to help growers make better decisions about nitrogen fertilization. The first piece is going to be information about the soils on the farm, local weather information, and then, of course, the management practices. And then finally, there's going to be what Pioneer refers to as a certified service agent. Think of it like a Pioneer rep who will be working with the grower to help use these tools to better manage nitrogen. The Nitrogen Management Service, in my opinion, is most valuable because it helps you monitor how much nitrogen is projected to be in your soil and different soils on your farm throughout the course of the year.
What were the results of the Encirca Nitrogen Innovation Trials?
We did these at 125 locations across 9 states. At 77% of these 125 locations, the return on investment for the Encirca management recommendation was greater than the grower's standard nitrogen management practice. At these 77% of winning locations, the Encirca recommendation resulted in 6 bushel per acre yield advantage and 5 pounds per acre on average less nitrogen applied. So we were getting more yield and less nitrogen, a little bit less nitrogen being applied. And those two things taken together resulted in a $30 per acre return on investment for the amount of revenue generated from harvested corn relative to the amount of expense on nitrogen fertilizer. If you'd like to learn more about Encirca Nitrogen Management Service or the Encirca Yield Platform more generally, you can get that on www.encirca.com. You can also learn more about it by talking to your local Pioneer sales representative.
Thanks, Andy. Check back with us next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anyway.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.